Some things are better left unsaid, but not here. Hello, it's Izzy Santulli, and this is the Not So Silent Podcast, where I could have kept my thoughts to myself, but where's the fun in that? Hey guys, it's Izzy. Welcome back to Not So Silent. I have a guest here, Raquel.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So we're just gonna get right into it. Tell me about you, your intro, your name, how old you are, how you started content, all that fun stuff.
Love. I'm Raquel Benita. I'm a 26-year-old holistic nutritionist and body image content creator in Toronto. And I need to like work on my elevator pitch. Side note, like I
suck at that.
Every time I'm on a podcast or like talking to anyone, they're like, so tell me about you. And I'm like, crickets. I have no idea. So, you know, I started content when I was in first year university, which is like so long ago.
Yeah.
7 years ago.
Holy fuck.
I know. Crazy.
Yeah.
When I was like super into like fitness and nutrition and like doing my weight loss journey, which is so not what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
And you just like grow physically. And no, I'm kidding. you know, you just like grow with the times.
Yeah.
And so I was like doing it very like Finsta vibes, like very like not
random
trying.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm an influencer. I had like 500 followers.
Yeah.
And back then it was like, if you don't have 10K, like you're nobody. And now you can have 1,000 followers and be like a popular influencer, which is like jealous, but happy for everyone.
Yeah.
And then during COVID, I switched my account to be more about body image when I was going through like ED recovery. Mm-hmm. And now we're here.
So your like Finsta era, what were you posting? Like
about fitness.
Okay.
I started the account with my friend. It used to be called Better Sore Than Sorry.
Oh.
Just like let that sink in. Like so not
better,
my brand.
Better
sore than sorry.
And we like meaning like exercise sore?
Yes.
Okay.
Like don't skip a day at the gym, but do not rest. Like better to be sore.
Really?
Yeah. I was like so into it. And I like just came out of grade 12, which is the year that I like changed my life. Like I went to a nutritionist and I was like so into fitness. I was like an Orange Theory gal.
Mm-hmm.
And
I actually went to Orange Theory for a bit.
Yeah. I was posting a lot about just like how to be a fit student and how to like, you know, get through life trying to be healthier. And then I realized like I was going through like a dark time and like going down a bad spiral of like overexercising, under eating, all the things, which I feel like so many girls have gone through and just like a lot of people haven't talked about.
Yeah.
And then my friend and I went our separate ways. I did nutrition school. And then during COVID, I was like, I am so fake on here. I need to start posting about how I actually feel in this body.
Yeah.
And started like growing an audience and getting views, and people were commenting like, this is so real. Thank you. And I just like from there was like, you know what? I'm a body image advocate because my whole life I struggled and I'm like done with like, I'm so
trying
happy.
To hide it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah.
Love.
We love. That's how we met, which is like so nice.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, this is a fake job. And I'm like, well, I've met like really great people.
No, I literally, remember Hawaiian Tropic? Guys,
oh
we met.
Oh my God.
We met at this one event. Honestly, I met so many freaking people at that event that I now still talk to this day.
Yeah.
Like we're like this.
It was so fun.
It was so fun.
We were unhinged. We had this like event in like Barrie, Ontario, which like I said that as if it's like a small town. Like my cottage is there. I love Barrie. It's like Innisfil.
Yeah.
And it was like the most fun day. We were just like drinking Diet Coke
so
on the beach.
Bro, you and Diet Coke?
I know. It's like a bit of a problem.
You love it.
I know.
Every day. It's an everyday thing.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have it yesterday.
Okay.
Because I'm having an eczema flare up right now.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, okay, girl, like, is it the Diet Coke? I don't think so.
What causes that? Like dryness outside?
So many things.
Yeah.
I mean, like dryness outside, yes, but it like comes from the inside.
Okay.
This is where my like holistic nutrition comes out.
Yeah. No, I love that.
Yeah. So like a lot of diet, skincare.
Yeah.
Any product, honestly, that you use. Laundry detergent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. People say it's genetic, but like you can do a
laundry detergent is crazy.
Well, every single thing that's on your body.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's true.
Like you wash your bed sheets in laundry detergent, you lie on them all night. Your skin's going to be like, whoa, babe.
Everyone's like, why are they talking about laundry detergent? Everyone's clicking off the episode. They're like, what the fuck?
I know. We're like, hey, we need to get back to it. Let's get back on track because we're making zero sense.
Like why are they talking about I'm actually gonna it's so funny, but that's what this podcast is like. I don't care. We're gonna talk about random shit and you guys can deal with it.
Yeah.
That's about it. But okay, let's how do you address
no
How do you address
gut health?
How do you address gut health and bloating?
I am screaming. You got to tell the people that eventually that she's fucking reading you the questions. That's actually hilarious. Like, you got to pan the camera one day and just be like, this is my queen, and this is why I'm always like, it's like a tennis match.
If I wasn't here, you'd see what would happen.
Bro, I would literally be like, oh.
She'd be like, how do I get bloated? God.
I'm gonna start crying. Holy fuck. This is so funny. This is the
funniest. You want, we can move on to the next question. That's like a boring question.
Okay.
Did you blow up when you started like being like, okay, wait a minute. Like when you started switching your content, is that when you blew up? Like, was there a video that went viral?
No, it wasn't okay. Like you, queen.
Okay.
You truly were just like skincare, silent reviews, stunning. Yeah. Mine was, I was in the era of carousels and like static posts.
Okay.
When I first started. So there was no blowing up. Well, there was, because there was influencers, but yeah. I felt like it was so much harder to do it because like you had so much pressure to make every photo so stunning and like whatever. And then videos started. I was just like hustling. I was making like 55 stories a day of like absolute content that nobody cared about. I was like, here's my smoothie. Here's my, I still gotta do that.
No, I love it. I need to start doing that too, because it's so fucking hard for me to like sometimes pull out my phone and be like, okay, like this is my thing. Yeah. But like, I need to start doing it more.
It's just like a nice way to relate to your community without it being like a reel or a TikTok or whatever.
People want to see what you're doing in real time too. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah, I love that.
It's like the place, I mean, we're crazy on reels and shit, but like it's just the place to like be your whole fun self.
Exactly, yeah.
So yeah, until I switched to body image, that's when I noticed like a bit of like a grow in followers, but it wasn't until reels were like really a thing that I went viral and like grew.
So you went viral on reels. On reels,
yeah. It was last winter. I was in LA. And then when I got home in April, I posted like a reel and it got like 20 million views. And then I grew like,
what was it? What was the reel?
Followers.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was stuck at like 15K and 20K for so long and then finally hit like 100.
Yeah.
The reel was, I started, so I realized that like one of the ways to go viral is obviously to have good content, but another way is to just trigger the shit out of people.
Yeah.
And I am a very big trigger for people because I am a nutritionist, but I'm not skinny. Mm-hmm. So I started this whole segment about like being a 200 plus pound nutritionist.
Yeah.
And just like that title alone, like everyone was like, you fat bitch. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is so stunning. I'm going to just, I just made like
Milk that shit. Yeah.
I made like 10 reels about that and they all got like millions of views. And I was like, great. This is stunning.
No, yeah. I feel like the way to get people's attention is to fucking talk shit, be controversial and like, people are like, ah!
You have to just spark controversy in the comments.
Yeah.
And then people, like, my community was sticking up for me and then people were fighting
in the comments. Yeah.
It just, like, creates so much.
I love the fighting in the comments.
Good stuff, yeah.
I'm, like, going through my comments. Sometimes I'm like, y'all are crazy. Like, how are you here fighting?
It's crazy. But I love it because it
helps us. No, it's giving engagement, so.
Yeah, as long as you just don't let it affect you. Like, I was like, you can come for me for being fat. I literally don't care.
So did it ever, like, affect you, like, the hate comments or anything? Like,
no. Because, like, really? I got to a point where I didn't read them. Like, if you read your comments, you're asking for trouble.
Yeah.
You just got to park it. Let the reel go viral. Make another reel.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, when I would get DMs being like, you're so ugly, you're so fat, I was like, bro, that hits home for a second. But then I was like, you're actually the biggest loser.
Yeah. No, you literally
like,
have
for
no
you
fucking
sit
life.
On your couch and write that to me.
Yeah.
It's just like, you're nuts.
I remember, like, in the beginning, like, when I went, because I went viral really quickly. Like, it just blew up for me. And I'm like,
from the
happening?
Silent reviews, right?
From the silent reviews. Yeah. And like, I would read my comments and like, people are fucking rude. Mm-hmm. Like, I would be like, and I would like, they would point out stuff about me that I never noticed from before. I would look in the mirror and be like, what? Like, what is, you know, what's happening? And then after that, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to read you anymore. Because like, I would just like constantly be thinking about it. I remember there was a point where I would literally ask my friends, I'm like, is my like nose weird? And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I know.
And I'm like, I don't know. It gets pointed out so much. I'm like, is it weird? Like, I don't know.
I know. But then like, it happens to everyone.
Yeah.
Like I read
That's
comments on videos and I'm like, wow, the fact that you said that about her is crazy.
Yeah.
And like, it's happening to everyone.
And again, you're just the biggest loser ever. Like you're sitting there on your fucking phone doing butt fuck nothing, commenting under my post.
Yep.
Bye.
Yeah.
But yeah, people are so fucking weird.
Yeah. So that's how I went viral to start off.
Cool.
And then McDonald's happened.
Yeah, McDonald's. That was a big one. That happened recently.
That happened in October.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, so you did that on Reels or TikTok?
I did it on both. I did it actually. My manager was like, you should do a case study on this because like, I'm like, I'm not fucking doing a case study. That reminds me of school and I'm not doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was like, you should do a case study because you went viral on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Yeah.
And
For the McDonald's thing?
Yeah.
On YouTube Shorts too?
On YouTube Shorts.
Oh, wow.
And then I got a brand deal out of it. So he's just like, what a crazy situation.
Yeah.
And a friend.
From McDonald's.
Love my queen. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are tight now?
Yeah,
that's so fucking
cute.
I see your guys' vlogs all the time. You guys are so fucking cute. I love
that. She's really sweet.
What the freak is up, guys? Sorry to interrupt in the middle of your episode, but I want to let you know I've done something for my day one supporters. I'm wearing it right now. Yes, Not So Silent hoodies are available. Guys, I made a limited quantity of these sweaters. There are not a lot of them. If I ever see someone, like, I feel like outside wearing these sweaters, I will literally kiss you. Like, that is crazy to me. Link in the description, and I love you guys. Bye. But see what content can do. Like, you weren't probably even expecting anything out of it.
No, nothing.
And
I didn't even
happened.
Post the original video at first. I went to go get the Mormon soda.
Yeah.
And I posted me drinking the Mormon soda. And then in that clip that I edited, I was like, wait, we had like a really funny interaction. And then I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna post it. And then it just blew up.
It's always the stuff that you were never going to post that fucking does that.
Yeah.
Always.
I know.
And
which
the ones
is
that,
the best.
Yeah, literally. Like, even my silent reviews, too, I was like, I'm not gonna post. I literally was like, I'm not gonna post it. I just made it for fun.
Yeah.
I was like going through a breakup and I was like sad and I was like, this is funny. I'm just gonna send it to my friends, like, whatever. I'm like, what's the worst that could happen? I fucking post it and it goes insane.
They're the best, though, because you're so funny. Like, your personality shines. It's so weird because you would think, like, you wouldn't be able to shine through a silent review and you're just like banging on the desk. Like, it's so funny.
And that's like literally like myself. It's so crazy that people are like, oh my God, you're funny as fuck.
I'm
like, am I? Like,
you're like, I know.
Yeah, but that's wild.
So for people that don't know, explain the whole McDonald's thing.
Okay, so I kind of touched on it for a second, but I went to get a Mormon soda, which if you don't know what that is, everyone.
Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck that is. What is that?
So I didn't watch the Mormon Wives, that show.
Okay.
Secret Life of Mormon Wives.
Okay.
But it was like trendy like months ago. And what they do, because they can't drink coffee, they go to this place called Swig. It's like in the States or whatever. Okay. They go to like the gas station and they get like a 72-ounce soda.
Okay.
And they put like cream and like mix-ins in it as though like what we do with iced coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone was trying this Mormon soda. So I had to try the Mormon soda.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to McDonald's to get a Diet Coke and I brought a Fairlife protein shake with me.
Okay, yeah.
And I went to the window and I ordered the Diet Coke. And then the girl at the window who was taking my money was Markalia, the girl who I'm now friends with. And she was like, I said, oh, have you ever seen this like Fairlife protein shake Mormon soda? And she was like, no. Oh, and she said yes. And then she was like, you know what? I love a concoction of like Coke Zero and root beer. And then that was it. I went on, we like had like a ha ha moment. And then I like went to get my soda and I tried it and it was like mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few days later, I was like, wait, I should post that video of us having a fun interaction. And I literally wrote on the thing, I captioned the video, like, watch me become besties with the McDonald's drive-thru employer girl or whatever I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And it got like 14 million views on TikTok. And then I couldn't find, it got 6 million views at first. And at that point I was like, I need to go back and find her.
Yeah.
Like,
how long did it take for you to get that many views also? Was it like
3 or 4 days?
That's wild.
It was crazy. And so I was like, I need to go back tomorrow and I need to find this girl because I don't know her name. I don't know her socials. I don't even know if she's seen the video.
Yeah.
Cause like I never got any DM. Like normally people will be like, that's me or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a comment or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I went back and I went through the drive through. I like picked up some like fun treats for her and like one of the Fairlife shakes. And I went in and she wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And so I like went into the actual McDonald's that I go to and was like, hi. I showed them the video. I was like, can you tell me what this girl's name is? I need to find her.
Yeah.
And they were like, we can't give you that information. And I was like, no, I'm not a stalker. Like, I sounded so fucked. I was like, I need to find her. We're going viral and I need to know her name. And they were like, her name's Markalia, but we can't tell you when she's working. And I was like, you know what? I respect it. Like, some people are crazy. Got a crazy ex who's coming to find you.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to go back. And I made a video of that interaction and it got like a million views. So everyone like loves a story, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I went back the next day. I was like, I'm literally coming back here every single day until I find her.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me the hint of that she works the night shift. Okay. So I went back the next day and she was there. And I posted that video, which ended up getting like more views than the original video.
Holy fuck.
It was crazy. Yeah. And yeah, I gave her the gift and I was like, what's your name? What's your socials? And then we hung out after.
That's insane.
And then like McDonald's caught heat of it and like Coca-Cola and everyone. It was so crazy. And then we hung out. We filmed videos together. We tried her viral like Coke Zero root beer concoction.
Yeah.
And then McDonald's emailed me and I was like, get out of here.
Did you do the deal? Like, is it?
Yeah, we did it. It's done. Fuck. Yeah. And she got paid, which makes me really happy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like my one thing. I called them and was like, I need her to get compensated for this because, well, like we're both like, if the video wouldn't happen without me or without her, like she needs to be compensated for this. Yeah.
Oh, she was probably so happy.
Yeah, she was. Aww. It was amazing. It was that's so cool. We got to go to the McDonald's headquarters. I was like, I'm like,
holy fucking shit. Like, that's just fucking wild.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Is that your favorite brand deal you've ever done?
Definitely like the one that means the most, because I said to myself before 2025, I need a brand deal with them. And then I got it.
Really?
Yeah.
You manifested that shit.
I manifested it. Well, I wanted one with them or Diet Coke Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Diet Coke hasn't happened yet, but
you're for sure going to get it, bitch. Like people, like when I look at you, I'm like, yeah, Diet Coke queen.
I know.
Like you're associated to Diet Coke. Yeah. Like everyone knows you for that.
Yeah.
I feel like.
It's fun. So yeah, that was the case study. And I posted it on Shorts and on Instagram and it just like went viral.
And it blew up on all platforms.
Yeah. On all platforms. And then People Magazine and the Today Show reached out and I was like, sorry, what?
What the fuck, dude?
I know.
Wild.
I was like, so
were you freaking the fuck out?
Every other week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, this is nuts.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. And like for going to the drive-thru, that's the funniest part. It's not like I went viral for like being the best nutritionist. Like I went viral for getting a Diet Coke.
Making a fucking friend too.
Authentic to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's literally you as fuck.
Yeah.
No, I love that. Okay. So tell me about your morning routine as a holistic nutritionist.
Mm.
Yeah.
I actually just posted a reel about this. So
oh, really?
Go look. I'm working on mine because I'm not a routine. I'm a routine person, but not like a nighttime routine, morning routine, daytime. Yeah. Like it's not my thing. I'm like not a meditator. I'm like not, you know, all these girlies just like journaling. I'm like, literally
it's so
whip
hard.
That fucking journal out the window. It's not for me.
Yeah.
So
I've tried also so many times to be a journal girl.
Can't.
It's so hard.
Like people will wake up at 6 a.m. just to sit back on their couch and journal. And
I used to do that.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Would rather sleep for 2 more hours. Yeah. Get this brain rested.
Yeah.
But I get it. I'm not making
it's
fun
so
of you.
Good
I'm just
to do.
Wondering how you're doing that.
No, it's so like I literally used to wake up every morning. I'm interrupting you. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I used to wake up every morning, like journal, affirmations, listen to a podcast. I was on my shit.
That's
six
amazing.
6 in the morning. Yeah, I can't do that anymore.
6 in the morning. Like, what time are you going to bed?
Like 11. I was on some like drugs, not actually, but like I was on something like I was.
Oh, yeah.
I was like
you were on the discipline drug.
Yeah. I was very like
I got to get back on that drug.
Yeah.
Oof,
me
nice.
Too.
I wish it
we should go buy. We should go buy the discipline drug.
How?
I don't know. There's no store around.
I need
here.
Brain fixing. Anyway,
I need brain camp. I say that to all my friends. Oh, I need brain camp.
Same.
Like actually brain camp.
Well, it's because our brains are fried from social media.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes into one of my points of my morning routine. So because I don't have like a 6 a.m. wellness girly, like eye patches, like no.
Yeah.
I officially started for the past 2 weeks not going on my phone in the morning.
Mm.
And I know everyone talks about that, but like it actually is such a game changer.
Yeah.
So hard. I've slipped up a few times.
Yeah.
But like.
Because it's right there.
It's right there. It's right there. The alarm goes off. I'm like.
And you're just like. Whoop.
I just want to unplug you and hang out.
Yeah.
But I can't.
So do you, since you're a body positive advocate, do you feel pressure at all to like learn to look a certain way at all? Or you're just like, I don't care. This is me.
I definitely do. Okay. I am like, well, what if I want to lose weight one day?
Mm.
And I just feel like I can't because I've like portrayed this image of like. I'm so happy and like thriving in a larger body. And like, I recovered from an eating disorder and like, I don't ever want to go back there. But at the same time, like I'm having like really bad body image and I'm like, I would love to lose weight and I would love to just like not be this person anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a community riding on me who's like, you are our girl. Like you've always said that you are body positive and like, pro body image and all this stuff. So like, I do feel like there's pressure, but at the same time, like people change and we're allowed mm-hmm. to change our bodies. And I've never once, cause I knew that this would happen. I never once ever said like, you can't lose weight. You can't gain weight. You like, I don't make blanket statements like that. Cause I am like, we all change.
Yeah.
So yeah. I okay. do feel pressure, but at the same time, like people understand. And
yeah,
if
I'm
people
sure
come
people
for you, they come for you.
Will still love you even if you do make that change.
Yeah.
You know?
It's also like realizing that no matter what you look like, you will have bad body image. Like the skinniest
for
people
sure.
have bad body image. Body image also isn't only about your weight. It's about like acne. It's about your nose. It's about your entire body. So like when I was really skinny, I was in a negative headspace too. Mm-hmm. So like it just, you know, it depends.
Yeah. I like that.
Do you ever feel like that?
Like, yeah, I feel like we all kind of feel like that at some point. Like, I don't know. It's like, what if I like same thing? Like, what if I like, because I'm very like being yourself and like you should be happy in your own skin too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what if I like gain all this weight one day? Like, are people going to be like, what the fuck? Like you literally did 75 hard. You always promote this and that. But mm-hmm. like, what the fuck's happening? But yeah, it's a little scary. But again, like people love you for you, not what you look like.
Right.
So
in the makeup world, yeah. like, do you ever feel like, I guess it's more about your face in the makeup
yeah.
world, not so much your body. Like if you wanted to change something about your face or like, you know, I know like you get lip injections or whatever, like, mm-hmm. you know, do you ever feel like you can't change or like you have to get lip injections or you have to like do certain stuff to like stay on top of the trends?
Like, you know what, there's so many like people that I've met like at events that like they've done everything to
yeah.
their face, Botox, everything
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, is this like what you're supposed to do? Like, is this like the new normal? And I'm like, but I don't know if I want that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do my lips because I actually even haven't done my lips in like 3 years, but like, I just do that because, like, I love it. And my lips were also lines. They're like, So, but everything else, I'm like, and like meeting all these people, I'm like, maybe I should start thinking about it. Like, maybe, but I'm like, no, if I'm happy in my skin, like, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that matters. And I keep reminding myself about that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be like every other bitch
mm-hmm.
that gets all this work done. Like, you can be your own bitch.
100%. It's like, hard in this industry because you feel like you have to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah, exactly.
And like have the best stuff and use all the products. And, you know, like everyone's getting boob jobs. And I'm like, I literally have A boobs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, they're actually stunning. And I don't have to ever wear
yeah.
like bras. So
no, exactly. Nice. No, I fucking love that
yeah.
for you.
You gotta like appreciate the body that you have sometimes. That's a big part about body image that I love, is like whether it's weight related or not, like you just gotta appreciate this body that like you wake up in every day.
Yeah.
It gives you the energy,
allows
to
you to do things,
do all this shit.
100%.
It's so beautiful.
I feel like once you make that shift and to start thinking like that, mm-hmm. everything changes.
100%.
Because that's what I started doing. Like, I even talked to ChatGPT about that so many times. I'm like, I'm so unhappy in my body, all this stuff. And they're like, think about how it literally allows you to do so many things. It allows you to walk in the morning, wake up, exercise, like do the things that you need to do. And I'm like, you know what, chat? Yeah. Hell yeah, you're fucking right.
You and chat are literally besties. I
Me
love
and
it.
I talk to them so much.
It's so funny.
They are the best.
Do they give you content ideas?
They probably would. I've never asked, but they probably would.
I need some.
Have you ever tried ChatGPT?
Yeah, I have.
You need to fucking pay for the pro because they're smarter.
I cannot pay for that shit.
No, you have to. They're so good.
You should ask it all the questions you asked me today and see if it comes up with the same thing. It's probably come up with like really Harvard
yeah.
studies and shit like that.
They also fucking like, you can change the voice. You can also speak to it and they speak to you back.
Oh, I thought you just type into it.
No, I talk to them like this.
Oh.
Like
the cojones.
Like I'm holding the phone and I'm like,
oh,
crying.
They're
like, Izzy, take a second to calm down first. And I'm like,
stop.
You know what? I swear to God.
That's really cute.
They're the best.
Wow.
No therapist needed.
See, this is what they want. They want us to fucking talk about AI like they're human beings. They're
I know.
The best.
I know.
Izzy, get a grip.
I want my own. I'm like,
call your therapist.
I'm like, but I don't want to see her in person. Like, no offense.
I
but
know.
Like, I'd rather just, you know, quick
yeah,
bring
yeah.
out the phone.
Yeah.
But anyways.
And it's free. Oh, no, you
yeah.
pay for it.
Yeah, I pay for it. But it's cheaper than an actual therapist.
Better be.
That's crazy. I feel like thinness is like engraved in our society. Like, that's the beauty standard. Like, do you think that would ever change?
No.
Yeah.
Like, straight up, no. I thought
yeah.
about this so many times. Like, I was talking to someone a few days ago and they were like, my friend has a daughter who's overweight. She's 9 years old. And I'm just so happy for her that like our society has changed. And I was like, who the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, like, what? I don't know if you're living in the same society that I'm in, but like, guaranteed children are still being bullied for their weight because kids will be kids. Mm-hmm. And like, parents who don't get it, don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, people, like, if you didn't grow up, well, I mean, like, okay, this is, if you didn't grow up in a bigger body, or if you did and you didn't do the work of like figuring out your childhood trauma and like going to therapy, then you have no idea how to parent a child who's struggling with their body image. Mm-hmm. So like, there is no way in hell kids these days are having an easier time. I just think there's more people to look up to. Like, there's accounts like mine and like yours and whatever. But like, it definitely isn't easier for kids who are overweight because you're different.
Yeah.
Even just talking about them, it's like there's kids and then there's kids who are, you know, it's just like, it's sad. But yeah, that's the reality of life.
And I feel like even kind of just like branching off of that, like even like, I feel like ads, this was also a question that I wanted to ask you. Ads started using like plus size models, like, but I feel like they haven't even shown like actual cellulite in these ads or like things like that. Do you ever think like we will fully make that shift, or do you think there is not ever?
I mean, there are some brands who actually do an amazing job, mm-hmm. and like Dove does an incredible job of like actually showcasing true people on their commercials mm-hmm. and on their ads and like clothing brands. But it's funny because like clothing brands that I see partnering with plus size people, some of them do a great job. Some of them, like, it's still a model who's a size 8 or a size 10 who like is stunning and all this stuff. And there's no hate, but like, I don't, that can't be promoted as like true plus size body image. You know what I mean? Because there's like a whole community of people, including myself, who look a certain way and it's just like not portrayed. Mm-hmm. And the model's like, oh yeah, I'm wearing a size 10. And I'm like, okay, but is there a 16 available or like a 20? You know what I mean? So, well, I do think that like two things can be true at once. We've made huge strides in the right direction when it comes to body image in the beauty and wellness world. There is also like people being casted in Hollywood for like main character roles are still skinny people, which I'm not saying is right or wrong. But I'm just saying, like, it's thinness is still portrayed everywhere. And so to answer your question, I do think thinness will always be strived for.
Yeah.
It also, like, goes back to health. And, like, all the studies done in the medical world, like, it all goes back to being thin. So why would there ever be a world where, like, fatness is allowed? You know what I mean? That's what they probably think.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me, like, if you ever had to, because I have, if you ever had to turn down a brand deal because it didn't align with your values.
Yes, many.
Okay. Yeah.
Sadly, because like money is money, but I had a brand reach out to me about like this weight, like the scale where you like step on it and like gives you all things about you, tells you like your body mass index and like your percentage of fat and all this stuff. And I was just like, you really think I'm going to step on a scale with this audience and like promote a scale? A scale is like one of the most triggering things for a woman.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, I'm sure men too, but I just talk about women because I'm a woman.
Yeah.
No. So I turned that down.
Yeah.
A lot of like supplement brands that are like quick and easy fixes too, like skinny pills and like skinny teas.
Yeah.
Like all the bullshit classic ones.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, like shit that just like I know I would never use and no one would ever fucking touch in their life.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? The money's, like you said, money's money. But like, if I would never fucking use it, I'm not going to promote it.
I know.
Like, and if it's something that goes against my brand, like I'm not, what's the point?
Yeah.
The whole point is to be your authentic self.
I
and
agree.
Sell things that you truly love.
Yeah.
You know? But
it has to go with the brand for sure. Like, it's hard to veer out what works and what doesn't. And my friend was like, only you could be a nutritionist promoting McDonald's. And I was like, yeah, but that's so authentic to me. Cause like I post about that all the time.
Yeah.
And like I'm very balanced.
And people love that about you also.
I was like, that's such an authentic partnership. But like posting about like, I don't know, a GLP-1 supplement just like wouldn't fly.
Yeah.
With me personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And I want to ask final question. Any negative comments or backlash that you've gotten that you're just like, what the fuck? Because I know there's some comments that are like, whoa, girl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
you said before you don't really even like pay much attention to
them. I try
not to
look at them.
Yeah.
The ones about my body. But like ones where people like at the beginning when I was doing body positivity, people would come for me for like taking up space in the hashtag because it was made for like women of color in the, who are like plus size. And they were like, you're not that. You're actually like a skinny white girl. And I was like, oh my God, thank you for calling me skinny. That's so nice.
Yeah.
But
what the fuck?
Yeah. Like negative comments about that. And I was just like, okay. And then it was also like a learning experience because I didn't know. I just like hopped on this like trendy hashtag and thought I was doing good and ended up like switching to body acceptance. And now I'm just like body image because I hate like titles. Like I don't want to be in a title because again, like back to weight loss, like what if I want to lose weight or gain weight or, you know,
change,
get a boob job? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be like in a box ever. And yeah. So just like negative comments about that. There's always negative comments about everything. Like,
it'll never stop.
Whatever. But it just is the way it is.
Yeah. Pros and cons. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. When I was doing McDonald's, people were like, hopefully she's getting paid for the views, like Markelia. And I was like, you guys, I don't live in America. I don't have, like, people just like don't know.
No.
They just like see a video and comment on it. And I was like, this is such proof because I'm pretty sure in my TikTok bio, it says like Toronto or like something. And they were like, oh, she's not getting paid for this, the views. I was like, if only I could make money from 14 million views, I would be thriving.
People just need to shut the fuck up sometimes. Like, just shut up.
Yeah.
Anyways, that just pissed me off. Agree. That pissed me off. But yeah. Anything else you want to say to the people?
I think that's it. This was so nice.
This was so fun.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for fucking coming on the Not So Silent podcast.
I love it.
So guys, that is it. I will see you guys in the next one.